This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The political military word of the day today is targeted, as in targeted military action in Iraq should the president decide it's necessary. That was the upshot of remarks President Obama made at the White House today. Up to 300 military advisors are on their way to Iraq, as is Secretary of State John Kerry. But already happening on the ground is this: hundreds of thousands of Iraqis who've been displaced just this month. And the big question now is how to care for them. You add Iraq into what's happening next door in Syria, a humanitarian crisis that has already exhausted donor countries and private individuals, and it is a big, giant mess. Marketplace and Noel King gets us going.
Many aid workers in the region fear that Iraq will go the way of Syria.
There is real fears that it will escalate to that status.
Iqbal Al-Jabouri, a senior program officer for the NGO International Relief and Development, has just returned to the U.S. from Iraq. Some of her friends and family are among the 300,000 people who fled the city of Mosul. Some people are better off than others.
They can be like middle income. They could be like, you know, rich folks. They could be like poor people. All of them just fled the city because when there is like a security situation like that, the most important thing is you think about is your life and how to safeguard your family.
Many who fled do have the means to survive at first, but if they can't return home after a few days...
As the situation goes on, people run out of money.
Ariane Romery is a spokesperson for the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees.
We've met a lot of people, for example, who might be staying in a cheap hotel. They might be sharing a single hotel room with three other families. But they tell us that they only have enough money for like one or two nights accommodation.
After that, Romery says the options are a refugee camp or one of the shelters that have sprung up in mosques, schools and abandoned buildings. If the crisis grows, funding could be a real problem. The UN Refugee Agency's $4 million appeal for Syria is only 36% funded. A similar appeal for Iraqis displaced by fighting earlier this year is only 12% funded. Stephen Claiborne is the Iraq Country Director for Mercy Corps. He says a combination of donor fatigue and tough economic times means donor governments are strapped.
For the big donor governments around the world, these are serious budgetary times for them, and this is a part of the world that they've been engaged in for a long time.
And while compared with Syria's 9 million displaced, a few hundred thousand Iraqis fleeing Mosul seems like a small number. But Claiborne points out just 2 years ago, there weren't 9 million displaced Syrians. There were a few hundred thousand. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.